Geiger was radical in his changes in Judaism because he felt that the only way that that reform could work would be in its most radical form. And he was not only radical, he had a contempt for Mendelssohn because he felt that Mendelssohn was still too Jewish. Mendelssohn still davened Mincha. Geiger could not be accused of that crime. He composed the idea of prophetic Judaism. Prophetic Judaism means, he said, there is biblical Judaism, which is comprised of the five books of Moses. Now, the five books of Moses are far too harsh. They're far too ritualistic. They have too many commandments in them, too many minutiae. It's obvious that Reform Judaism would have to reject the five books of Moses. Because the five books of Moses, all the tzitzis and tefillin and Shabbos and everything, all the sacrifices in the temple, all of the description of the Holy Land and of the fact that God made a covenant with us regarding that land, etc., all of that finds itself in the five books of Moses. So that's biblical Judaism. Biblical Judaism has to be rejected. Mishnaic and Talmudical Judaism certainly has to be rejected because that's only the hair splitting of the rabbis of a later time who, in his view, just came and added more and more baggage to Judaism and made it narrower. But in the interim, he said there was a period of time when the prophets held sway. And that period of time is called prophetic Judaism. And that period of time, which deals mostly with social justice, in Tanakh there it is recorded a number of times, but relatively speaking, there are very few references in Tanakh to the observance of mitzvahs, maasios. There also is very little nationalism in Tanakh. In fact, a great deal of Tanakh is occupied with the fact that the Jewish people are not going to exist in their homeland, and that somehow they're going to have to make a life for themselves away from the land of Israel. There also are many statements which exist in Tanakh which can be read as being in opposition of temple worship, of central religion, of the priestly class. Now, out of this witch's brew, he made a drink which he called prophetic Judaism. And he said that Reform Judaism was really getting back to basics. It was not new. It was just going to correct all the distortions that Rabbinic Judaism, Talmudic Judaism, had forced upon the Jewish religion. In other words, he said that the biblical Judaism was step one. Prophetic Judaism was step two at a much higher level. And then for some reason, step three, which is Rabbinic Judaism, instead of being on a higher level, went back to step one. So he was out to eliminate step three and start from step two. So matters of social justice reigned supreme. God is not interested. When he'll come to the opinion that there is no God. That also happens after a while. But it doesn't happen initially. But initially, God is not interested whether you put on film or you don't put on film, whether you pray to him or you don't pray to him. God is interested that you shouldn't cheat your worker. Or God is interested that you should help the poor and the downtrodden. Or God is interested in peace in the world, or tolerance, or all of the other great ideas of Western liberalism. And all of Western liberalism is based upon prophetic Judaism. And therefore, that's what it's all about. Therefore, number one, he abolished the use of the Hebrew language in prayer, certainly in scholarship,